Well, hello and welcome to a look at betting on three different events this week. We'll be taking a look at the Genesis Invitational at the Riviera Country Club. The Women's Australian Open has been played at Royal Adelaide Golf Club and the Queensland PGA Championship, a PGA Tour Australasia event, being played at the City Golf Club in Toowoomba. Just looking back at last week, didn't manage to get a winner across the line, but we went close with a few. That is for sure. I thought Madeleine Sagstrom was going to do the job for us at some pretty lucrative odds, but she fell apart in the final round. And Phil Mickelson and one or two others kept our hopes high until late into Sunday on other tournaments. So let's start. Perhaps we'll start first with the Queensland PGA Championship being played at the City Golf Club in Toowoomba, a lesser event on the PGA Tour of Australasia. It's what they call a Tier 2 event, the Queensland PGA Championship. But it's brought together a reasonable field. There's no European Tour event on this week, so a few of the Australians that play on the European Tour, including the likes of Jake McLeod and one or two others, will get a chance to tee it up this week. And McLeod was much better when sixth last week at the Vic Open. He had a pretty ordinary 2019 and his debut season on the European Tour. When I say ordinary, I mean he managed to eventually regain his card via the tour school, so he's set up now for a very good season in 2020. And just looking at his performances here in the past, he did finish fifth the last time he played the City Golf Club a couple of years ago. And as I said, he was sixth last week at the Vic Open. So those are pretty good credentials. He's at $15. Anthony Quayle is another at $15. There's a series of golfers on $15. Anthony Quayle, the Queensland-based golfer, he's had another good season in Japan last year. Finished off the season very well. He finished 15th last week at the Vic Open. He's yet to win as a pro in a four-round event, but this is a very good opportunity for Anthony Quayle, and I expect him to do reasonably well. Matthew Miller is another that's played well here in the past. He's had several very close finishes at the tournament. He returned to form last week with a solid 15th place at the Vic Open. Didn't have a particularly good year in 2020 compared to what he's been playing in more recent times. He's at $21. And Jared Felton is another that might be worth a consideration. He was fourth last year and often plays these types of events well, the Tier 2 events in Australia and indeed in New Zealand, because he has won the New Zealand PGA at this level in the past. He was 22nd at the Vic Open last week, so that wasn't a bad finish. So those are the players that I think are worth considering this week, namely Jake McLeod at $15, Anthony Quayle at $15, Matthew Miller at $21, and Jared Felton at $26. We'll take a look at the Women's Australian Open, which has been played at the fabulous Royal Adelaide Golf Club in Adelaide, of course. Hannah Zhang was the winner here last time it was played at this golf course back in 2017. But looking at the more fancy chances for this week, Minji Lee has got to be a great consideration. She was pretty good last week. She finished sixth at the Vic Open. She's looking for her first National Open title. She's far and away now Australia's best female player. She was third when this event was played here back in 2017. So there's a lot to like about the chances of Minji Lee, who, as I said, played her first event last week at the Vic Open and performed rather well. Nellie Korda is the defending champion. She won that event on another golf course in Adelaide, of course, last year. She's played her first two events of the year and should now have the rust out of the system. She was a three-time winner and twice runner-up in 2019 on the LPGA Tour. She's one of the best credentialed players in the field. And at $10, she's got to be some sort of a chance, you would think. Hyu Jin Choi was seventh at this venue in 2017. She was second last week. She was second in this event in 2018. Admittedly not at this golf course. She's been a prolific winner in Korea over the years. She's played mainly on the KLPGA Tour until recently, but now she's an LPGA Tour player. Then she's already shown by her second place last week that she's not out of her depth. And as I said, as a prolific winner in Korea against very strong fields, then I think she's got a great chance this week at $17, Hyu Jin Choi. So Yeon Yoo is another of the Koreans, really one of the class players in the field, a multiple major champion. It's been a while since she's won, admittedly, but she did finish second last week, suggesting that she's finding some very good form at the right time. She's at $12. And Amy Yang is another that I often mention. She teases a lot, Amy Yang. She was 15th at her first start of the year 3 weeks ago, and only start of the year 3 weeks ago. She's a big event player now, Amy Yang, and plays strong golf course as well, and certainly Royal Adelaide fits into that category. She's at $21. So quickly through those players again, Minji Lee at $8, Nelly Korda at $10, Hyu Jin Choi at $17, So Yeon Yu at $12, and Amy Yang at $20 for the Women's Australian Open being played at Royal Adelaide starting on Thursday. The PGA Tour event this week is the Genesis Invitational being played at the Riviera Country Club, the famed Riviera Country Club in Los Angeles. Rory McIlroy will likely start the favourite. He was fourth last year, and at his first and only start of the year in 2020, he finished third at Torrey Pines. So he'll start the favourite. Pretty short odds, $8 or thereabouts, but he's got to be a genuine consideration to win the tournament. John Rahm was ninth here on debut last year. He is in a great run of form at present. Hard to see him not being in the mix this week. He's had seven top tens in his last eight starts. He was ninth at Phoenix at his last start and second at Torrey Pines. So John Rahm at $10 is a great chance to really challenge Rory McIlroy, not only for favouritism, but for the event also. Dustin Johnson will start at $13. He's got a great record here. He's had a win and four other top fives. So he was a bit disappointing last week at Pebble Beach, where he's often played well. But I think we need to take into consideration that he did rush back from Saudi Arabia, where he had finished runner-up the previous week. And I think we need to cut him a bit of slack for that performance last week. And back on a golf course where he has such a good record, $13 for Dustin Johnson seems like reasonable value. Xander Schauffele is at $19. He was 16th at the Waste Management. He was 2nd at Kapalua. He's been 15th and 9th in his only two starts here, Xander Schauffele. And I think at $19, those are also some pretty good odds. And a couple of players for longer odds that I think have sneaked under the radar as far as the bookies are concerned are Phil Mickelson, who was 3rd last week and also 3rd in Saudi Arabia. And he's played this event very well with two wins and a number of other good finishes at the Riviera Country Club. Phil Mickelson, he's at $41. And JB Holmes, who's the defending champion and playing well at present, top 20s in his last three starts this season, great value, I think, at $67. So those players again, Rory McIlroy at $8, John Rahm at $10, Dustin Johnson at $13, Xander Schauffele at $19, Phil Mickelson at $41, and JB Holmes at $67. So plenty to consider there. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.